There's your innings, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the famous fortune teller and mystic, who was to be a big feature of the Pine Ridge War Savings Campaign, failed to show up yesterday as promised. So co-chairman Edwards and Peabody announced that they would arrive, or rather he would arrive today without fail. However, today arrived, but no mystic. And so as we're looking on the little community now, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store taking steps to keep their promise to the townsfolk.
Oh, Lum, I feel downright silly with this kimono.
I can't help it, Abner. You got to go through with this. That's all there are to it. You do look a little silly.
Why, of course I do. Run around in a woman's dress. That's the worst thing I ever heard of. And in the second place, I don't know nothing about telling fortunes, Lum.
Well, just make up about your stuff.
Make it up?
Why, sure, the folks will never know the difference. Besides, you got that book, ain't you?
What book?
That we got in the library. Junior Boys and Girls Handy Fortune Telling and Parlor Stunt Manual Forever Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Some good ideas in there.
Yeah.
Tells you all you need to know. Stand still so as I can get this lamp back on your eyebrows, sit all over your forehead.
Well, now, do you have to smear that stuff on me?
Well, it'll come out all right. Might take a little extra work to get it out of your beard, but you can get it off some way. Stand still, Abner.
I'm standing still.
Well, don't wiggle your head.
I know. Just wait a minute, Lum. Just stop right where you're at.
What's the matter?
I can't go through with it.
Well, you've got to.
No, sir, I can't do it.
We promised all them folks out there that we'd have a fortune teller for them today, and I, Grannies, we ain't going to go back on our word.
But I ain't no fortune teller, Lum.
Well, you can learn. You can tell them stuff. Make up a bunch of junk.
Well, I don't know nothing about making up junk. I don't know what to start out to tell them.
Well, you know most of them. Tell them what they've been doing all their lives.
What they've been doing.
And then make up a bunch of stuff what they're going to do in the future. Easy.
I don't know whether...
You want our war bond campaign to be a success, don't you?
Why, sure, but...
All right, then. Here, wrap this towel around your head.
Huh?
That's what you wear for a hat.
A hat?
All fortune tellers wear them. They're called turbines.
Lum, maybe if we waited one more day, that Sam the Oso the Mystic might show up on.
No, I've done give him up. I don't think he ever aimed to get here in the first place. Squire was just using him to get money out of me and you, I think.
Well, Squire bet you $100 war bond that the fella'd show up.
Yeah, but I forced him into that bet.
Huh?
Then he turned right around and bet Cedric that the fella wouldn't show up. You weren't taking no chances on being out no money.
Well, did you talk to Squire today?
Yeah, he had some other fancy excuse why Sam Neosho would be delayed again.
He did, huh?
Yeah, said he fell out of the patrol wagon or something like that and was taken to the hospital. So Squire wanted us to send some more money for that, but I told him nothing doing.
Well, I believe that was a mistake.
No, it weren't. I just put my foot right down. Refused.
Well, we ought to have him here, though. We done told people he'd be here.
Here, let me fix that towel. It ain't supposed to go around your throat. It goes around the top of your head.
Well, I don't believe I got the right shape head for one of them turbine things.
Yes, you have. There, that looks better now.
Now, you know good and well, this ain't gonna fool nobody. They'll know me the minute they see me.
No, they won't. Over in the part of the tent where you be, it's so dark, nobody can see nothing hard.
They can't, huh?
The only light in there is that little bitty light that I rigged up underneath that glass bowl.
Glass bowl?
Yeah.
Am I gonna eat in there?
No, the bowl's empty.
Huh?
See, it's upside down, so it'll look like a crystal ball. You look in at the sea stuff. Make out like you see it.
Well, how am I going to see anything if it's empty?
Well, just make out like you see stuff. All that junk about the future.
Oh.
That's where you get it.
Make them think I see that in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, you're supposed to be the only one can see it.
Uh-huh.
The other feller's sitting there looking at it, but he can't see nothing.
Well, I hope not, because I know I ain't going to see nothing when I look in it if it's empty.
I think you're all set now, ain't you?
I don't know whether I am or not, Mom.
You look a sight in that outfit.
Huh?
In that Mother Hubbard.
Oh.
Come on, whatever it is.
Well, Lom, if it's going to be dark in that tent, how am I going to read anything out of that fortune-telling book?
Well, hold the book on your lap and use that little flashlight I give you.
Oh.
Come on now. You slip out the back door.
Well, wait a minute, Lom. Wait a minute now. This sort of talk this over. Them folks are going to know my voice when they hear me, Lom.
Well, not if you disguise it, they won't.
Disguise it?
Yeah, talk sort of like a foreigner.
Huh?
Talk slow, too. Might make out like you're a country jake. Can you talk back with you?
Well, I don't know where I've lived here in town so long now. I doubt if I could, Mom.
Used to
when I was young and I lived out in the country.
No, try to talk back with you. Let's hear you say something.
Well, I wouldn't know what to say, hardly.
Well, can you talk like an Italian?
A what?
Can you talk like a Chinese man?
No, Mom, I can't talk like nobody but me.
But talk slowly and keep your voice on a monoplane.
Keep it on a what?
Keep it on one level. Don't let it go upwards or downwards, you know.
Well, I'll try it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go out the back door and then crawl underneath the tent.
Underneath the tent?
Yeah, around to the back side of it there. Nobody will see you that way.
All right, this is going to get both of us in trouble. Right?
Hurry up now. We can't keep the folks waiting another half a second. There's a bigger line out there now than there was yesterday.
I know it. I've seen them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
if we don't give them a fortune teller today, they'll mob us and tar and feathers and I don't know what all. Go on, get going.
I'm trying to hold up this dress so I can walk.
I'll go out the front way and start sending the customers in to you.
Well, I just hope it works. That's all I hope.
Huh? He hopes it works. Yeah. All we can do is try, I reckon. Yeah, howdy, everybody. Proud to see so many of you here today. Howdy, Esri. Ms. Barton. How are you, Ulysses?
Okay, Mom.
I got good news for you folks today.
Okay.
Neosho, the magician, or whatever you call him, the mystic, is here, and he's inside his tent already to start telling fortunes. So if all of you that's done bought war bonds will get in the line, well, I'll see that you get in there just as quick as we can get to you. Well, I'm at the head of the line here myself, Mom. Well, good for you, Grandpap. Been here since 5:30 this morning. That pigeon-toed fortune teller's a fake. I'll lawsuit you and everything else. Well, don't worry, Grandpap. He ain't a fake, I don't think. Well, I see you done got your bonds already, so just follow me inside the tent, Grandpap.
Yeah, let's go inside that pigeon-toed tent. I can't wait to have my fortune told.
Are you all set in the old show?
Uh-huh.
Good. All right, Grandpap, just go in behind that curtain there and sit down in the chair.
Yeah, all right. Better not be no fake, though, I'll tell you that. Oh, God blame it, it's so dark here, I can't see a pigeon-toed thing. Where am I at?
Please sit down, mister.
Yeah, all right. Ought to have some light in here, feller.
Yeah, ought to.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me something about myself, Mr. Neosho.
Well, your name is Milford Spears, and your woman's name is Charity. And, you got a birthmark on your left elbow. And
I do know.
You got a red muffler that you wear in the winter, and you love to read the almanac.
Well, for the loamy sake, that's right. By Jiminy, you're all right. Yes, sir. Yeah, how you fellas know all that stuff?
Oh, we got magic powers, I think.
Yes, sir, I wish I had that.
A lot of fun.
I've read a little about this subject, but I never got on to the magic part about it.
Hmm.
Well, go on, tell me some more, Mr. Neosho.
Well, you got a scar where you had your appendicitis cut out one time. And,
say, you know, you sound sort of like a fella here in town, Abner Peabody.
I do, huh? You have got a scar where you had your appendix cut out. Now, do I?
Yeah, not so much.
Good. And, you play checkers a lot, and you cheat a little.
What's that?
I predict that if you don't stop cheating so much, you will get a good whop on top of the head.
Now, listen here. I don't cheat.
Yes,
I'll tell you
do.
That.
I got magic powers. I can tell them things.
Well, in that case, I may as well own up, I reckon.
Might as well.
Done a little extra moving around of the checkers. Not much, though. Mostly by accident.
Last Monday, when you beat Abner Peabody 3 games hand-running, you cheated, didn't you, Mr. Spears?
Well, come to think about it, I
Believe my hand did slip once. Or twice. Never done it on a purpose, though.
Uh-huh. Hardly. And when you beat him two games last Friday, you cheated then, too, didn't you?
Well, are you sure you got magic powers?
Yes, sir, I know it.
Well, the board did get jolted a little. Yeah. Moved a few of the checkers around in my favor.
That's just about what I figured while he was up answering the telephone.
Now, listen here. You ain't going to tell this to Abner Peabody, are you?
I don't know. Us mystics sees all, knows all, and tells all. And I'm the talkingest one mystic I ever know.
Well, now, listen, Mr. Neosho. If you tell him that, there'll be no living in this town with him. I'll have to move out.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you can't do it, I tell you.
Well, us mystics has to tell stuff. That's our business. Worse now, I might be able to forget some things if you promise never to cheat again when you're playing with that fine
fella. Oh, I promise anything.
And, you better buy a $25 war bond, too.
Huh?
Better make that two bonds. I got an awful good memory. Hard for me to forget stuff.
Oh, all right. I'll buy.
Let's say three bonds, just to make sure that I'll keep my big mouth shut.
All right, three. I'll do anything to keep from letting that varmint find out about this.
He ain't no varmint.
Why, he is, Gunnard.
How?
The only reason I ever cheated was to keep up with him. There's a cheatiest one checker player
no
I ever heard in my
thing.
Life.
He ain't
yes,
Gunnard.
Sir, he's the worst
not.
You ever run against.
Grandpap, I never cheated you one single time, and you know
oh,
it.
Oh, no, how about the time you... Wait a minute here.
Huh?
Jiminy, I thought I recognized your voice. Okay. Why, you little underhanded varmint, you pigeon-toed knock.
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen, Grandpa.
I'm going out and tell everybody what a face
now, wait a minute. Come back here.
I'm going to do it. That's what
now,
I'm going to do.
You can't do that. You'll ruin our whole campaign for selling war bonds.
I'm going to tell everybody.
That's unpatriotic. You
wait
wouldn't want to do that.
You know, I might be able to keep still if you, say, bought a $25 war bond.
Me, but... All right, I'll buy it.
Better make that three of them, Abner.
Huh?
I'm the talkingest one human you ever run up against in your whole life.